Hey y'all, today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. Both our expressions today are pretty easy to understand. Let's get started with the term a 50-50 chance. Very simple. If there's a 50-50 chance of something happening, of someone doing something, of an event taking place, that's because it is equally likely to happen or not to happen. There's a 50-50 chance that Mary is lying about what happened. What does that mean? That Mary only tells the truth about stuff 5 times out of 10. She tells the truth 50% of the time only. So right now, Mary is telling everyone about something that went on. And since you know Mary, you know that there is a 50-50 chance that she's lying. Let's hear the expression again, a 50-50 chance. If Brazil gets to the finals on the World Cup, I'd say there's a 50-50 chance of Brazil winning. And I'm being optimistic here, people. Let's see, usually my guesses suck, so maybe that means Brazil will win. And I've just found out a funny example on Twitter. Someone said, when breaking into maniacal laughter, I have a 50-50 chance of getting the hiccups. Yeah, so this guy's saying that when he breaks into maniacal laughter, he's using a figure of speech here, a hyperbole, since I don't think he's a true maniac, but maniacal laughter is like a series of belly laughs. You know, when you laugh with your belly, in Portuguese we say gargalhar. So imagine those old villains from the movies laughing maniacally. That's the image this guy is using. So he's saying that when he breaks into maniacal laughter, or when he laughs hysterically, there's a 50-50 chance of getting the hiccups. Half of the time, he does get the hiccups. The other half, he doesn't get the hiccups. It's a 50-50 chance. And here's the other term of today, a win-win. Easy if you know what win means. If I say this is a win-win situation, what does that mean? It means that there's usually two sides or two groups involved in the situation, and both sides will be benefited in this situation. We could be talking about a salesperson and his or her client. We could be talking about two rivals who have come to an agreement. We could be talking about a teacher and his or her student. So let's say you've got a potential client who's been hesitant to buy your products. Finally, you're able to strike a deal where you'll give them a good discount if they buy a large volume of your product, which your client needs anyway. So that's a typical win-win deal or a win-win situation, since it benefits you, you're making a sale, and it benefits your client. They're buying something they need at a discount. Let's say the football team you support has signed a fantastic new player. It cost them a fortune, but this player is simply phenomenal and scores every game. This looks like a win-win situation for everyone, player, team, supporters. So can you give us examples of win-win deals or situations in your life? Let us know in the comments and talk to you next time.